Good morning and welcome to this segment of the East Tennessee Report. The East Tennessee Report is a project of the Summit Media Corp Knoxville Radio Group, and I'm Kim Hansard. St. Patrick's Day Parade Knoxville is coming up, and I'm so excited about that. And this morning, I have as my guests for this segment, Shandell and Christy, who are all things St. Patrick's Day Parade. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Oh, gosh. It's like, what do we talk about?
We should say top of the morning to you.
Oh, that's right.
Kiss me,
I'm Irish. And of course, you all have your green on like you always do. I should have worn green. I did last time we got together, and I try to remember that because I don't think you all own anything but green.
This time of year, it's all green.
It's kind of happened because after you've done this how many years now?
This is number 9.
There was a little thing called COVID. There was a little snow. There was a little, you know. But all things told, 9 years. And it's a big deal because I love to say this. I said this on the Mark and Kim show just the other morning. I said, you know, we're one of the biggest St. Patrick's parades in the nation. And Mark's always like, I don't, are you making that up? And I'm like, no, I'm not making it up. It's a real thing. And so we looked it up, and sure enough, they had like the top 15, top 20, and there we are right there. I mean, you know, now we're not like right behind New York, but.
Or Savannah yet.
But we're getting there.
2024, we were number 13.
I know. That is a big deal because little old Knoxville, you know, the scruffy little city, has a St. Patrick's Day parade that is worth going to. And I mean, it's more than worth going to. It is an event. And you guys have done so much to make it that way. And I know a lot of people come in, I know, blah, blah, blah. But you all have worked hard to do this. For those who don't know, I always like to go over a little bit of the history of how it started because it's, you know, how did we get a St. Patrick's Day parade?
Well, that's a Christy answer because she was actually here the last time that in the 80s when it.
So originally our parade was in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. 81 stopped in 82 because Scruffy City had the World's Fair.
Yeah. Little festival.
And then started back up and then ended in 1986. And it was a group of friends that said, hey, they're sitting in a pub and they're like, hey, we need a St. Patrick's. And John and Pat McLaughlin, sweet couple, they're in Knoxville, and they're like, yeah, we do. Let's get this started. And they had the green puddle fund. And so it was like a little can on the top of the bar top.
See, I love this. You talk about grassroots starting of something. Oh, my gosh.
So it was friends and family that, you know, sponsored and participated. And the original Grand Marshal was Art Clancy Sr. So in 1986, Mr. McLaughlin passed away. And so the McLaughlin family had the parade, but then decided after 1986 that it was too painful of a memory to continue having the parade. And so they stopped, and so the parade stopped with them. No one decided to take it over. In 2016, myself, Shandell, and Shandell's husband, Josh, were sitting at Clancy's Irish Pub.
See full circle, see all the synergy going on here. I love this.
And we had no idea how the McLaughlins had started or where they came up with the idea or anything like that. We just knew that they were in charge of it. We didn't know if the city had urged them or anything. We didn't realize, just a group of friends having some beers. And
much
said,
like you all.
And Josh was like, you know what? I was in the parade in the 80s. We should have a parade. And I was like, yeah, we should have a parade. Let's do this. It'll be fun.
And here we are.
I got roped in.
What? What's going on?
We have a parade.
I know. Josh and I are like, it'll be fun. Shannon's going, well, I guess we need to tell the city we're going to do this. I guess we need to. So you know,
there's always somebody who has to be that person. We can't just line up friends and have a parade.
We had to have someone responsible.
Yeah.
So talking about full circle, it is, yes, we have so many wonderful business sponsors, but at the root of it, mm-hmm. it's families. It mm-hmm. is the Clancy family our Clancy Jr. was our first Grand Marshal, and he wore his dad's jacket. And, you know,
rich with history.
And so it was him and his wife's anniversary. Oh. They got married on St. Patrick's Day.
Everything just, it's like the perfect storm.
Beautiful. It was.
Mm-hmm. And I love that, you know, a lot of the names that you've mentioned already are still involved in the parade, their families, you know, their grandkids, their whatever, because as the parade's floats go by, you know, there's the family names or the group names or whatever on those. And you're like, oh my gosh, I remember them talking about that. It's really grassroots all the way around. And I love that it's come back. I really love that it's come back.
And it was, so the McLaughlins end the parade every year. So they were very mm-hmm. happy to come back, even though their parents are deceased. The children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are all in it, and they love to end the parade.
But isn't that kind of what St. Patrick's celebration is? I mean, families and friends and group, you know, all that togetherness and everything. And it really does bring our whole community together as well.
Well, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So that you can't get around it.
That's right. So you might as well come out and just celebrate with family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. What is the date of this year's parade?
So it will be on Saturday, March 14th at 1 p.m. is when we will kick off. Mm-hmm. And we kick off from at Main Street on Main and Gay Street. And mm-hmm. it goes all the way down Gay Street to the Magnolia Viaduct.
Yes.
So there's plenty of places to see the parade go by.
Oh, yeah. And there are plenty of people who come out to see it.
Yes.
I mean, it's like everyone.
And this year is going to be huge. We already have so many participants signed up that we're
over 70 now.
We are elated. It's just going to be so wonderful. It's going to be huge. And we've got the Bassmaster Classic in town.
Okay, let's talk about
that
for a second.
Which is huge, mm-hmm. yeah.
Bassmaster, I did not realize how huge that was until they started coming here on the regular. And it is thousands of fishermen, sportsmen, all the things. Mm-hmm. I fished growing up. But
right.
But not like, I mean, this is serious.
Yes,
and we have such a great
sport.
Area.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And we have such a great area with all of our lakes. And see, I mean, we're the perfect place for it. And they say that over and
they
over.
Do.
So
yeah.
Can we talk about who our Grand Marshal is?
Yes.
No, it's our. I'm just putting myself in here.
Well,
it's
you
our
are. It is your Grand Marshal, of course. It is your parade. He. So our Grand Marshal is also one of the people that said, this is the best place for a Bassmaster fishing tournament. Knoxville is ideal. Our Grand Marshal is the legendary Jimmy Houston.
He's kind of a big deal.
He is kind of a big deal.
Even
big
I
deal.
Knew who he was.
Yes.
Okay, not being in the fish. I mean, he's, and guys, if you're thinking Jimmy Houston, if you're thinking, I think I've heard that. Who is it? He's the one with the white crazy hair.
Yes.
And he's,
and
he's
the voice.
Just a character.
Yes, and his laugh.
Yes.
And he has a show on Sunday, and he does a daily devotion on his socials every day.
Yes.
And he is just, he is great friends with Bill Dance and Roland Martin. They are like the three amigos as the legendary.
They're like the three tenors of fishing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And he said, this is their Super Bowl. And really, we're expecting like 120,000 people to come to Knoxville because of this tournament, which is, I mean, that's very telling to how popular this sport is.
That is one of the biggest events that our city hosts.
Oh, sure.
You know,
sure.
At the convention center and on World's Fair Park. And I mean, they are everywhere. Mm-hmm. You will not be able to go anywhere in this community and beyond while they are here without seeing them, hearing them, and hearing the stories and all the things. So that's a big get.
It is a very
good. How did y'all make this happen?
It was
luck again.
It is a lot. It is
the luck of the Irish.
The luck of the Irish.
It is definitely it's luck. We Roland Martin honored us in 2019 and just reaching out to the fishing world, I was able to score Jimmy's phone number and just called him. And I was just said, you know, I didn't expect him to call back because he was probably, who is this?
He's Jimmy Houston.
No.
He's got busy, you know.
And I remember, I mean, I was visiting my mother, North Shore Heights Assisted Living, and I said, this call's from Oklahoma. I got to go.
Sorry, Mom.
I gotta go. And he was so sweet. And he said, is this Jimmy Houston? And just said,
just like you've been talking all along.
Like, you know, and I said, hi, Mr. Houston. He goes, no, it's just Jimmy. I would love to be there. You're Grand Marshal. That is wonderful.
Oh.
And then he just went on and on. We talked for like an hour. It was great.
I love that.
He's amazing.
We're going to have so much fun with him.
Yes.
Mark and I on the Mark and Kim show on Star 102.1, one of the stations that is airing this program this morning, are going to have the opportunity to talk with him. And we're going to offer, you know, for our other stations as well. So hopefully you'll be able to hear part of that and just get a feel for who he really is and why it's such a get that we have him as our Grand Marshal. So through the years, we've had some great Grand Marshals. This is going to be one of the most fun. Now, outside of that, because that's huge.
Yes.
I mean, we could just have him in a bass boat going down, you know, Gay Street, and that would be tremendous. But there are so many groups that participate. Who are some of the ones that may be new or?
So because it is Bassmaster, mm-hmm. we do have some fishing boats and different companies coming through. So that's going to be fun. Christy, I mean, we've had people come out of the woodworks that were like, what is this group? What do they do? And it's, you know, we have a lot of the ones that are just going to be fun and being Irish and mm-hmm. dancing. And then
we have that All Hallows Eve group, and they are amazing because we have the Shamrock Squad who said, we're just a group of friends that love St. Patrick's Day and want to celebrate. Well, All Hallows Eve, we're just a group of friends who love Halloween and we want to celebrate. And we love that they are participating in our parade. And we totally plan on, you know, helping them in the future if they want to do something.
Well, same thing with the Asian Fest, too. Yes. Because they're going to be a part of it as well.
That's what I was going to bring up. I know everyone knows about Knox Asian Fest. It's kind of like the parade in that it started very small in Crooch Park in downtown Knoxville. And now there are tens of thousands of people who come over the 2 days of that festival. And why should we not all celebrate together? I mean, different organizations. We're all community. Exactly. And I think it's great that this is the parade they all come together.
Yeah.
It's just, you never know who you're going to see, but it's going to be fun. I mean, there have been things, Lori Tucker and I host and do the live stream, and we are always talking about, oh my gosh, who is this? And we're talking, and we have the information in front of us, but we're so excited to see and watch that we throw in a lot of stuff, you know, as we're watching it with you, as just someone watching the parade as well. And you really never know who's going to come walking down that street next.
And the creativity that some of these people bring. It's amazing. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, who are the ones, this benefits Catholic Charities of East Tennessee.
Yes.
Wonderful organization. Yes. We've had the pleasure and honor of working with them on projects through the years as well. And they have a group usually who's participating.
They will, yes.
And they're interesting.
Yes, the Catholic Charities, they will. They will have a group. They also have the ones that dress like... Oh, Ladies of Charity.
Oh,
yes.
The ladies. Yeah,
but yes, they're right next to each other. Yes, they're all together. They are adorable.
Yes.
They dance with little shopping carts.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
How cute is that? Where else are you going to see that? I mean, truly, where else are you going to see that?
So, so precious.
And this year, Catholic Charities is going to bring their ultrasound van and their other big truck, disaster relief truck. Mm-hmm. And they're going to highlight all the programs that they help with in East Tennessee.
Which I think is wonderful because I think most people know the basics of Catholic Charities and know you don't have to be of the Catholic faith or part of the Catholic Church or anything. They help anyone in the community who needs it. And I always like to preach that myself just because, you know, Catholic Charities, you think, okay, it does. It's for everyone. And you all do a really good job of raising a lot of money for them. And that's wonderful.
They're easy to support. They do so much. Yeah.
Yes.
So what are the, we've got a couple of minutes here. I mean, this flies by. We know it's coming up on March 14th, which is a Saturday. Step off time.
Is that one?
12:55.
Yeah, 12:55. But get there early because of all the people that are going to be down there.
More than ever.
Yeah. And if you want a good seat, you know, we highly recommend getting as close to the VIP area so you can hear Kim and Lori and Mark.
Yes.
And
we'll just have so much fun.
Yes.
Very much.
We do have a couple of VIP seats available on our website for purchase. So they're limited, but you could go on our website, which is knoxstpatricksparade.com.
And that's a great place to, we have so much fun there. I mean, we really do. And there's fun no matter where you are. And then of course, afterwards, you know, there's plenty of places downtown to continue the celebration well into the evening. I mean, all night if you want. I mean, truly, I cannot express to you, we have some wonderful things in this community, but I cannot express to people listening how big this is and how much fun it is and how much a part of it. Everybody is a participant.
Yes.
And you can always pop into the convention center for the Bassmaster. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Meet and greets. Yeah. Jimmy Houston will be going back to the convention center after the parade to do meet and greets and sign autographs. And then they have the weigh-ins at Thompson Bowling Arena. So you can go
see Live Fest. I mean,
those adorable slimy fish. You can go look at them. And also, I mean, go down to Old City and go see our friends in the Old City. Yes. Go into those establishments. And
absolutely. We have plenty of things to do. And if you haven't been downtown in a while, why have you not been downtown in a while? But this is a great time to get down there and experience the flavor of our downtown. You know, I mean, it's when everybody, you know, will be there. You will run into neighbors, you'll meet new people, your old friends, bring a group, you know, do whatever it is that you do when you have fun, because this is a great place to do it.
They'll see a lot of things that day.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Who, what, when, where, why, very quickly, just of all the things. so we know.
Okay, March 14, 1 p.m., downtown Knoxville, but get there early, early, early. And if you want to participate, we are taking participants until March 9th.
That's important to know. That's important to know because pretty much anybody can be a part of it.
Yes, absolutely.
What are the details of being a participant?
It's $100. Mm-hmm. There's an application. We just need to know who you've got in your group and what y'all are doing. And then, you know, we always have to approve who our participants are, but
we're a family friendly event.
Yeah, family friendly, and you know the thing. So we just like to see who's going to be in there, and you know, hey, bring the music, bring the bubbles, bring all the excitement and the fun.
Bring the beads.
Yeah,
anything green, yeah, and lovely.
Yes, all the green.
We're going to have so much fun. Thank you for allowing us to participate again this year too. We're so looking forward to it, and I know WATE and Lori are happy to be a part of it as well, and we all become family.
Thank you so much. We could not do it without you guys.
Y'all are the best.
So come on out. St. Patrick's Day Parade, downtown Knoxville on March 14th, 1 o'clock step off. But we cannot reiterate enough, get there early because you're going to want to park. You want to get to best space. You're going to want to do all the things. And once you park, you just stay there all day.
Rain or shine.
That's right. This has been the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Summit Media Corp Knoxville Radio Group. I've been talking with the St. Patrick's Day Parade ladies. We have Shandell and Christy. Thank you guys a lot. Make it a St. Patrick's Parade Day. Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report. The East Tennessee Report is a public affairs program of the Summit Media Corp Knoxville Radio Group, and I'm Kim Hansard. Two organizations are in here with me this morning for this segment who have recently partnered and are already going gangbusters, and it is Danielle. I'm looking straight at you, and I know it's Danielle. Danielle Reggio, the executive director of Trinity Dental Clinic in Blount County, and Travis Ferguson, the executive director of the East Tennessee Kidney Foundation. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
It's great to have you guys here. Now, Travis, I have to tell you right off the bat, when Danielle was here before the holidays.
Yes, yes.
And I just met her, and she was telling me all the wonderful things that Trinity Dental does. And one of the first things she said is, we have partnered with the Kidney Foundation, and we've got to get him in here so we can talk about this. And I'm like, okay. And I think we set the date. Like,
we did.
We gave her dates, and we got it together. And you were very quick to say, oh, yes, I'm on board. And no wonder, just the short conversation we had before we started the program this morning. You all are already working so closely together and doing great things, and there's very good news on both of your parts. But Daniel, let's start first of all, since you were here before, let's just real quickly again, what is Trinity Dental Clinic?
So Trinity Dental Clinic was established in 2006 to provide emergency dental services to members of the Blount County community who were uninsured or did not have access to affordable dental care. And we have been going strong. This is our 20th anniversary this year, so we are super excited about that. And, you know, we have grown to not only provide extractions, but we do preventative care, we do fillings, dentures, and partials. So it's a more comprehensive care of our patients. And so
in the beginning, you kind of just extracted the teeth, I guess.
I
don't want to say real dental help, because that was too, I mean, it's so important, but I mean really more comprehensive. I'm always amazed at the number of people who don't have access to dental insurance, even if they have other insurance,
right,
who don't have dental insurance. So it's almost become like a luxury.
It has,
which is sad.
And a lot of times we find that dental insurance, there's waiting periods that you have to await so many months in order to get a specific type of care. And when you're in pain, you don't feel like waiting at all.
You know,
it could be a life-threatening situation. And so sometimes you just can't, there are things that you can't depend on, like insurance like that. So.
Life-threatening. That's a good segue to talk with Travis, because at first I was like, okay, the Kidney Foundation in a dental clinic, I'm not sure I get it. But Travis, first of all, let's introduce you.
Okay.
You've been with the Kidney Foundation as the executive director for 10 months or so?
Yeah, 10 months, about May, late April, 1st of May. So,
where did you come from?
I come from all over. 15 years at UPS.
Oh, my.
Been in the outdoor/gun industry and still in it for the last 15 years. So
oh, wow.
Showing my age a little bit here. a lot of gray in the beard.
You're in good company.
But anyway, I got involved with the Kidney Foundation, East Tennessee Kidney Foundation, because my best friend is a 3-time kidney recipient.
Oh, wow.
So this has been something that's been near and dear to me for a lifetime.
Wow.
So when this role came open, it was just a good fit.
Very
good fit
personal.
Mm-hmm. Very personal.
Very personal. Yeah. And, you know, you and I were talking, and more of us know people with chronic kidney disease or, you know, challenges or even kidney recipients or someone who's on a list trying to get a kidney. Then we realize, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you obviously realize. But now, I don't know if you would say it without me prompting you, so I'm going to say you've already accomplished quite a bit in the 10 months that you've been there. Let's talk about some of the things. I mean, everybody, I say this. Most people have heard about the Kidney Foundation, okay? But you have accomplished a lot.
First and foremost, thank you. Secondly, we're just...
Wow. Wow.
So the East Tennessee Kidney Foundation has been around for 16 years. So a split from the National Kidney Foundation. But we try to help 25 counties here in East Tennessee and work with 48 dialysis clinics that are here. So we try to do a little bit with our programs every single day to help patients that are already in dialysis,
mm-hmm.
kind of expanding that mindset of making sure we're trying to help anybody that's dealing with kidney disease. A lot more on the education side, a lot more on helping individuals trying to find kidneys. We've got two people right now that we're trying to help find kidneys for that we'll celebrate on March 14th during the Knox Shamrock Fest and Lucky Kidney Run. I just look at it, and it's easy to look back and say, oh, we've really done well, but, you know,
Always more to do.
There's so much more to do.
Yeah.
So, and there's so many more programs that, you know, we want to get involved in, and we want to help develop. And, you know, I'd been with the company maybe a week when I met Danielle.
Yeah.
And
it was meant to be.
She sat right beside me, and we just started talking. I was like, man, this is why wouldn't we do this?
Yeah,
that's awesome. I love it when the right people are put together and the right idea happens. And I mean, you've forged that partnership very quickly as well.
Yes.
But why does the partnership make sense? I know a little bit because we've talked about it a little bit. But when I first talked to Danielle, I was like, I don't get what this is doing.
So dental is such an important part for everyone that's kind of going through the possibilities of having a transplant.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's helping those patients get more protein. Mm-hmm. So it's not only just about getting the transplant and getting that check mark off your list, but it's also about being able to eat. So one of our programs is a nutritional supplement program where we're providing pure protein bars to the 48 clinics across East Tennessee to make sure that they're getting the right protein, the right carbohydrate, the right sodium mix.
These are things people don't think about.
Right, while they're going through dialysis. So, you know, our partnership is unique, but it's just something I think we've kind of just gotten started with. Right now, you know, we had the blessing from United Way of Blount County to get a wonderful grant to be able to provide.
The Breaking Down Barriers grant, I believe. Is that the?
Yep.
Yes.
To be able to provide dental care for 119 dialysis patients in Blount County.
Wow.
And now I just want more.
We're never satisfied, are we? Well, not when it comes to life or death situations.
Exactly.
And these are life or death situations. So, Danielle, why does this make sense to you and the clinic?
So, you know, like you, Kim, I did not realize the connection of dental care and kidney health, kidney needing dialysis and things like that. And it wasn't until we met at a community event that we started talking about this, and then it clicked. It really made sense about how individuals who were on dialysis and who need a transplant have to be healthy orally, dentally. So it just makes sense for us to partner, because in Blount County, I really think our community is special because everyone really comes together to help our residents. And it just made sense. I had something that would benefit another organization, and we just got to talking, and then it fell into place. And so we kind of knew it was meant to be.
100%.
You know?
100%.
Yes.
So how does this work?
Well, it works from us working with the two clinics in Blount County right now, two dialysis clinics, and we work with the social workers, we work with the nutritionists, and work with the team there to offer this program up and say, hey, listen, you've got the opportunity to have some free dental care.
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked about this, you know, no hoops to jump through.
Right.
And our social workers have done a really good job so far of going through this and helping our patients really kind of go through this process.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go down there and she takes care of them wonderfully. And we've gotten nothing but incredible.
That's wonderful. Again, life and death situations. You can't progress with one thing until the other is taken care of.
Right. And everything, we were talking about that, everything connects together. I've got a patient in particular that in Blount County, and I won't get into her name, but she's diabetic. She's dealing with hypertension. She only has 6 upper teeth on top right now, but she's trying to get healthy enough to get in and get her dentures, get this all taken care of. We're talking about. She's near and dear and precious to me. And to all of us. But it's just one example of what we're trying to do, because I know once she gets teeth, and we talked about it last week, she's like, I was like, what do you look forward to the most? And she's like, being able to eat corn on the cob again.
We take it for granted.
But if her health gets better, you know, at home and while she's there and while she's going through things, then hypertension eats up. You know, she's, the diabetes piece is not going to go away by any means whatsoever. But what she can do is get a little bit healthier and make that process a little bit easier on her body and on her family.
You can help what you can help. And that, you know, mind, your attitude about things is so important. And I know it sounds cliche to some, because it's like, well, okay, people always say that, but it is true. And if you have several things going on, I mean, you talked about she's diabetic, she has, you know, the kidney, I mean, all the different things and dental problems. And it's easy to get to a place, even if you don't want to be there, you know, that, well, what else could happen? Don't ask because you'll find out. But if you can start fixing things and chipping away at those issues. So when someone comes to you, obviously you have this partnership with the East Tennessee Kidney Foundation, but it's not exclusive to them. The Trinity Dental Clinic is open to anyone who needs the care and doesn't have the
insurance. It's open to anyone. First of all, they cannot have dental insurance, and then they have to be considered low income. And that we use the federal poverty guidelines numbers to determine that. And if someone is not sure if they qualify, they can just give us a call and we can walk them through that. And even if, you know, we will look at any way we can possible to see if they qualify for our services.
And how's the best way for them to get in touch with you to find out or how to start?
Absolutely.
Because that's sometimes the scariest thing.
It is. And really the best way is just to call us at 865-681-0770. And we can just list out all of the qualifications that you need to have and all the items that you need to bring, because we are state funded from the Safety Net program. And so in order for us to get funded, our patients have to meet those specific guidelines.
And I'll ask you the same thing, Travis. If someone is, you know, just now learning or progressing or whatever in their kidney disease, you know, again, that call is hard to make. Well, they can help other people. Maybe I don't need them as much as someone else. But it's just, it's good to have that support and to have other people.
100%. I mean, it's good to understand that you're not in this alone. And, you know, as far as contacting us, I don't care if you email me at travis@etkidney.org. You can call us at 865-288-7351. You know, you can get on the website if you want to and reach out to us that way too. But wherever you're at in this journey, just understand, you know, that you've got a foundation and really good people and good partners.
Well, here's something else too. When you're thinking, well, do I need this help or am I at the point where I need to do this? Whatever point you're at, you can reach out. But also you maybe help somebody else. You know, you never know when you're the person who is helping someone else. Okay, I have to ask, because you all got this, the grant, the Breaking Down Barriers grant. What happens when that grant runs out? That's a hard question.
It's not a hard question. I can tell you that not only do we already have it funded from the standpoint of backup and what we're trying to do, but we're also looking at expansion. I'm looking at 5 other counties. Currently, and we'll probably know come fall what this thing looks like to be able to offer this up. And I'll just give you a great example. In Knox County by itself, we've got 750 plus patients that are on dialysis. So, you know, what an incredible program to be able to offer that to those people and looking at that. So
that's wonderful.
We've just started. years.
That's wonderful. A lot of progress in a short period of time. I'm glad y'all sat beside each other.
I know.
I know there's a lot of people right now thinking. So people listening this morning may be hearing for the first time that it doesn't matter if you just found out you're having challenges with your kidneys. It doesn't matter if you woke up this morning with something wrong with your teeth,
right,
or something going on and you don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to these folks.
Absolutely.
So I need both of your contacts again, and we will also be posting this on our pages as well.
So for Trinity Dental Clinic, you can call 865-681-0770.
And for the East Tennessee Kidney Foundation?
865-288-7351. So you can call us or you can email us. And email's travis@etkidney.org. Please just make sure it's something good when you're emailing. So.
Oh, my God. maybe that's a whole show.
That's a whole show. Yeah,
you never know. I want to hear more about that.
We don't know. We're going to find out about that, guys. I really appreciate you being here this morning.
So
I am looking forward to updates on this.
Yes.
If and when expansion happens, and maybe we'll just go with when expansion happens.
When expansion.
Let's be positive. Let's speak it into existence. I want to help share that as well. And
when
I know you have events coming up. You mentioned two very quickly.
Yes, we have the Lucky Kidney Run on March 14th. And then right after that, as soon as you get done with the run, you can just go on over to the Knox Shamrock Fest, both there at the World's Fair Performance Lawn.
Uh-huh.
So you can sign up for the kidney run, and it's a 6K, and it's a one-mile fun walk. So even if you're not a runner or you just want to do the walk, we encourage you to come on out.
Bring the kids, bring the pets, bring everything, you know, anybody.
And I will say that we've had more people already sign up.
That's great.
Than we've had in the last 10 years.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Let's break that record big time. Let's do that. Well, guys, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I've been talking with Danielle Reggio with Trinity Dental Clinic in Blount County. Also, Travis Ferguson, the Executive Director of East Tennessee Kidney Foundation, a great partnership that we're going to be learning more about. This has been the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Summit Media Corp. Knoxville Radio Group. I'm Kim Hansard. Make it a healthy day.